podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump blunt this morning when asked about the state of the Iran ceasefire and the deal he signed to put it in place.
To me, I think it's over. I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum.
This after Iran launched attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz and the U.S. military fired strikes at Iranian targets. More calls for Maine Democratic Senate candidate Graham Plattner to drop out of the race after more accusations of sexual assault. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Under Maine law, Plattner has just 5 days to drop out to be removed from the ballot. State Democrats would then have 2 weeks to select a new candidate, but there's no exact roadmap for how that process would go. Overnight, the executive director of the Democratic Party of Maine saying Plattner's team has reached out, accusing them of trying to dictate the next steps.
Search team still looking for a 737 cargo jet that dropped off radar over the Arabian Sea. 5 people were on board. This is ABC News. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell was admitted to the hospital 3 weeks ago, and his aides still have not updated anyone on what his condition or his prognosis is. ABC's Ali Pekoran has more on the consequences of not doing that.
In the absence of a lot of clear information from McConnell's team about what is going on with the senator, or what precisely his diagnosis or prognosis is, the internet has sort of taken it up upon itself to speculate about what might be going on with him. So the fact that these conversations are happening is noteworthy. But the question here now is it enough to sort of quell some of these concerns?
U.S. Airlines monthly fuel spending topping $6 billion in May, up 84% from a year ago, thanks to the war. The Kremlin hailing it as an important step, the International Olympic Committee removing many of its restrictions on Russia. That brings it a big step closer to being.
This is Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. Regulations on data centers in St. Louis, one step closer to reality.
After weeks of public input, debate, and over a dozen amendments, the Aldermanic Zoning Committee approved the regulations, sending them to the full board. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer says her bill requires data centers to meet certain clean energy milestones and bans them from being built too close to schools, parks, and residential areas. Facing some criticism from the public who say the regulations don't go far enough, Schweitzer agrees.
Really trying to find that pathway that is as strong as I can possibly make it, while still getting 7 more votes on the Board of Aldermen and a signature by the mayor.
The aldermen go on their summer recess Friday. However, President Megan Green has announced she will call 2 special meetings to allow the regulations to receive a final vote. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Public Schools weighing options that would shrink the number of schools from 62 to somewhere between 40 and 47. That could mean new buildings, new bus routes, or different grade groupings for some kids. SLPS holding the first of 3 community meetings tonight at 5 at Vachon High School. No decisions will be made at the meetings. The district says they're an opportunity for community members to learn more about the plan and to provide feedback. In July, after a dangerously hot week, comes word of the first heat-related death.
A man in his 80s from West St. Louis County is the first heat-related death of the summer season in the county. The medical examiner confirmed the death, which happened July 3rd. The county health department warns extreme heat will return at times throughout the summer and is asking residents to know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. If someone becomes dizzy, nauseous, or stops sweating in the heat, get them someplace cool immediately and call 911. Check on neighbors and family members who may be vulnerable or lack air conditioning. The high temperature in St. Louis on July 3rd was 93 degrees, but the heat indices were in the triple digits.
That's KMOX's Michael Calhoun. In St. Louis County, the health department asking for supplemental funding. County Council Budget Chair Shalonda Webb says the health director declined to take part in a scheduled meeting yesterday to explain that request.
I bring this forth because there have been talks of important legislation needing to move forward for the Department of Public Health, whether that be for additional employees or other needed items. I am asking that the Department of Public Health Director, Dr. Cunningham, please send forth alternative dates for her next CDL meeting.
County Executive Sam Page last week publicly announced that no department heads would meet with council members after he alleged Webb, under her breath, threatened Health Director Dr. Cunningham. But Webb and Rita Days report meetings since then with the Departments of Public Safety and Elections, respectively.
The county executive is not in attendance this afternoon, so we will move to public forum.
There was not a response at the meeting from Page or Cunningham. St. Louis County Council members held off on passing next year's Metro Transit budget bill at last night's meeting.
Bill number 113, introduced by Councilmember Webb.
I move to hold bill number 113.
Bill number 113 is held.
Writer advocate Nicole Fitchum Sheehan spoke during public comment, urging the council to keep funding bi-state development, but pressing for more oversight. She told council members the agency hasn't been transparent about service issues.
They're not being as forthcoming with the information and things that are going on behind the scenes as far as accommodations and complaints. In addition, with retention of call-a-ride drivers, as well as fixed-route drivers, there are fixed-route buses that are being pulled because there are no drivers, and the next bus is not coming for an hour to an hour and a half.
A member of council staff approached her after her comment to hear more. The council's vote is simply to pass along the proceeds from tax levies intended to fund Metro. It's one of the only ways the county can perform oversight on the agency. A St. Louis County violence intervention worker says the county is running out of time. Council members are still considering Bill 86. That's a $1.75 million request from the county executive to fund street outreach and prevention programs.
The overspill of what used to be in St. Louis City, you are now seeing exactly what I told you in February.
That's Amir Brandy, an organizer with the Peacekeepers, a group of violence interrupters who work directly in neighborhoods to defuse conflicts before they turn deadly. He testified before the council multiple times pushing for funding.
Every week that we take our time in addressing this issue, lives are being lost.
Page's request says the strategy of focused deterrence has shown results in cities like Baltimore, Chicago, and Oakland. The council continues to hold on the issue. A nightclub in downtown St. Louis has lost its 3 a.m. liquor license. Europe Nightclub, located at 710 North 15th, lost its license after downtown residents testified in April saying the club is a hotspot for criminal activity. The Business Journal reports the club has until July 25th to appeal that decision.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.